Little Al was having a wonderful night. He watched the funny possum family waddle along in a neat row. Hedgehog sniffed around the mushroom patch. Skunk was eating berries because he could find no snails. By the river, beavers gnawed at trees. Turtle hid in her shell as fireflies danced all around. Little Al visited his friend the raccoon. As they sat in the clover, fog rolled in and hovered just overhead. Moths fluttered towards the moon, silver dust falling from their wings. Little Al wanted to follow, but it was time to head home. On the way, Little Al flew by Grumbly Cave. Bear was inside, snoring up a storm. "Wake up, Bear! Don't sleep all night," Little Al sang. "I want to show you the moon." But the bear kept snoring as usual. Little Al flew home to his tree, gazing at the sky. He wondered if Bear had ever seen stars. Little Al sat on his branch. How he loved the night forest. Frog croaked softly. Cricket chirped smartly. Little Al heard rustling at the foot of his tree. Fox had come to say hello. It was late now. The bats were gliding home. "Mama," Little Al whispered, "tell me again how night ends." "The moon and stars fade to ghosts," Mama said. "Spiderwebs turn to silver threads. Dewdrops sparkle on leaves and grass like tiny stars come down. Moonflowers close and morning glories open. The sky brightens from black to blue, blue to red, red to gold. The rooster crows, the crows caw, and the day begins," said Mama. But Little Al did not hear. He was fast asleep.